नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers. Text 19. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Na vai vidur rushayo napi devah. न सिद्ध मुख्या असुरा मनुष्या कुतो नु विद्याधर चारणादयः धरु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। रियल रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स आर एनेक्टेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. Purport. When challenged by the Vishnudutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamadutas said, Vedo pranihito dharmaha. The religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order among materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are nistraigunya, above the three modes of material nature or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore when prevented from arresting Ajamila, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in the Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, Veda vada rataha partha na anyad asti iti vadinah. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremonies. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyah. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavadarataha. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone, to say nothing of human beings. Even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly or from His special representative as stated in the next verses. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam ततो जयमुदीरये। Nashtaprayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati neshthiki. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam navai vidur rishayo napi deva nasiddha muktya asura manushya kutonu vidyadhara charanadaya. Real religion. Yamaraj, one of the Mahajans, is now explaining actually what is dharma. Krishna explains in the Gita, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The Lord Himself descends in this world to establish real religious principle of what is true dharma. Because the person who has created something knows why he has created, what for he has created. The manufacturer of a product knows the purpose of the product. What are the ingredients that he has added into this? How to use it, how not to use it, and if something goes wrong, how to set it right. This is all a manual is all about. What is the purpose of this product? What is it composed of? How to maintain it? Do's and don'ts. And if something goes wrong, how to set it right. And the person best, one who the person who knows the best is the person who created it. Who can know better than him? Similarly, aham sarvasya prabhu mattas sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from Krishna. He has created this material world. And what is the purpose of this material world? And why he has put us here? Best person to know is him. Or somebody who has understood his heart. The heart of the law or the spirit of the law is known by someone who knows the heart of the Lord. He says, sadhavo hrudayo mahyam, sadhu naam hrudayam tuham, mad anyatena janati naham tibhyo managapi. Because sadhavo hrudayo mahyam, the sadhus, the great devotees of the Lord, vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktav, because they carry the Lord within their heart, Swantasthena Gadabhrata. Because they carry the Lord within their heart, and because the Lord, they are always residing within the heart of the Lord, they know the heart of the Lord. And whatever he speaks, they know what is his intention behind what he is speaking. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. It is the dharmasya tattvam, the real tattva. If you want to know what is real religion, nihitam guhayam, it's within the heart of those who know the Lord, their true representatives, or the Lord Himself. Other than this, it is, as explained in the next verse, Yamaraj is telling, it is guhyam vishuddham durbodham. It's guhyam, it is very, very confidential. Guhyat guhyataram. And vishuddham. Why? Because it's absolutely pure beyond the three modes of material nature. And therefore, a person who is covered by these three modes just cannot, even with the best brains, best intellectual abilities or discriminator power, he just can't. And he has no access to that. And durbodham. And it is very difficult to understand by anyone. and everyone. Therefore, someone who is able to understand is a very, very fortunate soul. Yamaraj is indirectly congratulating the messengers because they are at last, they were just caught up in that ritual and they were in their own paradigm that he is the Lord, we are his eternal servants, Dharmaraj. But now, one incident has shaken them up and made them see the truth. They have been uncovered by that, shaken up from their perception because of a very, very unusual incident. And therefore, he's congratulating. Good, now you're thinking, going deeper. Not just superficially just executing rituals, but you're actually thinking about it, going deeper. Why did it happen? I thought this is the way it should happen, but something different happened. And what is real dharma? In fact, Krishna explains so many dharma. Guna dharma, jati dharma, stri dharma, desha dharma. So many dharmas throughout the Bhagavad Gita. And in the last he says, sarva dharman parityajya. It sounds a little contradictory. Strictly he is telling of so many dharmas. You are a kshatriya, you should fight. This is your dharma, that's your dharma. And lastly he says, Arjun, all that I have told you in the last 17 chapters, parityajya, throw it off. Then why did you tell me in the first place? Mam ekam sharanam braja. Because this is real dharma. He concludes at the end. The whole process is actually come to this point of complete, to be situated in your natural constitutional self, that's all. Actually, dharma is that which is natural constitutional position of every living entity. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. In that constitutional situation, he can be absolutely satisfied and happy. Because that's how he has been created. He's been created when he coordinates his activity for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord, according to the instruction of the Lord, then he is the most happy, most satisfied, most blissful. Eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. That's his constitutional position. And the whole reason this material world has been created is to bring us to this understanding. Any other understanding is temporary, illusory, and full of misery. And therefore, that is the specific purpose of designing this universe, designing this material creation. That is why where Gita ends, the Bhagavatam begins. Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva. The whole inspiration for Bhagavatam was dissatisfaction. He was dissatisfied with all that he was doing, and the purpose for which he was doing was not achieved. He was dissatisfied. That's why it arose. Nay, something is wrong. I have compiled all the literatures and all of it simply for the benefit of people. I know all the essence. I know everything. I want to elevate them, and therefore I have given all the scriptures. But I myself am not satisfied. A person who has composed, writes, gives you a process. If he is not satisfied after following the process, what guarantee is there that you will be satisfied by following that? His method has not worked for himself. That's the note on which the Bhagavatam begins. Therefore it is Amalam Puranam. It's the crest jewel of all literatures. And Vyasadeva is chastised by his guru, who can see through his heart. And he says it is just because misidentification of self with the body, gross and subtle. You're not the gross body, you're not the subtle body. And any process to satisfy these things is simply increasing the diseased condition of life and prolongating it. prolonging it. And therefore, throw this all out. Just give pure Bhagavad Dharma in this. Dharma Kritenu Shasanam. That you have compiled this for welfare of people. But it is not welfare, you are feeding them poison. If you go to a doctor and you tell him a disease, and you are during that particular disease condition, you are not supposed to eat something. And if this person prescribes the same medicine or same food which is actually poisonous for you, if you go with a typhoid and he says, eat solid food to pick up strength, then what kind of a doctor is he? Similarly, he says, Vyasadeva, you are trying to deliver the people, but the prescription that you have made so far is poisonous. Because in the name of Dharma, you are actually giving artha, kama, and sometimes to some extent little bit moksha, which is not actually the real purpose. This is not going to satisfy them. And you are giving it as a physician. That's worst. If a unintelligent friend gives you something, that's so-called friend gives you something, that's okay. But if a physician gives, it's very dangerous. So he chastises him. He says, now you give a literature which gives the real medicine. Only medicine, nothing else. And that is pure devotional service beginning with hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, glories of the Lord. In fact, this is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the sages asking 6 questions after choosing and appointing Suta Goswami to be a suitable person and appointing him and asking him. And the spirit of all 6 questions, it's nothing but, it's all 6 questions, but it is, the spirit of all the question is compassion within the heart of the sages. That has inspired them. That's the underlying. That's the spirit of the questions. True welfare for all the living entities. There may be 6 questions, but it's all one question. The essential question is, how can living entities be absolutely satisfied, happy and blissful? This is the essence of all 6 questions. Ekantata shreyah tanna shansitum arhasi. The first question was, please tell us what is ekantatah. Ekantatah means absolute. And shreya means the ultimate good. Absolute good and ultimate good. What is absolute good? Absolute good means not that it is good for you and not good for me. Not that it is good for only Indians, not for Americans. Not that it is only for human beings and not for animals, cats and dogs. No. Absolute means it's good for everyone. One man's food is another man's poison. That's the nature of this world. But now give us an absolute good which is beyond dualities. However you come in contact with it, whoever comes in contact with it, in whatever way he comes in contact with it, it is simply going to do good. That is absolute good. And don't give any smaller kind of absolute good. Brahmeti, nah, not that. Paramatmeti, not even that. Give us the ultimate good. Bhagavan iti shabdade. That is the inquiry. Because it is very difficult to judge. We are lost in this ocean of birth and death. It's like an ocean, and you don't have a boat, you're drowning, you don't have a captain, you don't have a suitable wind, you don't have favorable direction. Nothing is there. Give us the essence. Because Kali Yuga is too short. Especially, this happened in the beginning of Kali Yuga. Their main concern is, these people, Alpayushaha, first of all, the lifespan is short. Kalau, and even in that lifespan, 90% goes in simply fighting with each other for small things. grudge, envy, etc. Kalau. And mandaha, absolutely no inclination, lazy in terms of spiritual. And in case, by chance, one or two fellows, manushanam sahasreshu, one develops some interest, sumandamatayo, there are so many so-called people ready to grab that person and feed him all kinds of nonsense in the name of true welfare. Sumandamatayo and mandabhagyahi. They're so unlucky, so unfortunate, because even if they want to, there's so many distractions, so many temptations. And upadrita, because of this, they're tremendously in anxiety. People are in anxiety, always in anxiety. This world is kuntha, in addition, Kali Yuga. And therefore, forget about all this big, all these 18,000, or what do you say, 2 lakhs of literatures, all, forget it now. Give us the essence. Give us the medicine. Don't beat around the bush. You don't want anything, just give us. It's like an emergency. The house is on fire. At that time, you don't discuss. Let's discuss the weather, let's discuss this. No. Come to the point. And give us the essence. There are so many Vedic scriptures. In all the Vedic scriptures, there are so many rules and regulations different for different kinds of processes and methods and ways. And to practice even every one of them, it takes a long, long time to learn them, understand them, assimilate them, apply them and perfect them. And therefore, give us the essence. And Suta Goswami, who has heard from Shukadeva Goswami, who has heard from Vyasadev, who has heard from Narada Muni, who has heard from Lord Brahma, who has heard from Krishna. Because of that, first of all, that's why he offers, before speaking any word, he offers his prayer to that holy line where in an uncontaminated way of ill motives or personal concoctions, this pure message has been carefully protected, safeguarded and perpetuated. He offers gratitude to that line for having preserved the sanctity of this message, and then he begins speaking. He says, this is not my message. It's been ascertained by the Lord and all the great souls who have understood the heart of the Lord. And then he says, Savaipum Sam Paro Dharma. Of every living entity, Paro Dharma, for absolute and the highest benefit, Yato Bhaktihi. Bhaktihi means occupation, service, one which sustains oneself. That is dharma. Dharma means one which sustains a living entity. That means without that, you are nothing. That's the sustenance of a living entity. Ato bhakti adhokshaje. To no one else, adha akshaja, who's beyond this creation, material creation. To that Supreme Personality of Godhead alone, mam ekam. No one else. Anyone you take shelter, they themselves are in a very tottering position. Or what can they give you shelter? And ahaitu ki apratihata. Ahaitu and apratihata. It should be unmotivated. Because what is the other motivation? All other motivation is to enjoy. There are two kinds of process. Pravritti marga and nivritti marga. Pravritti marga means you light the fire and pour a little water also. You drink little medicine and drink little poison also. That's called pravritti marga, to very grossly and very bluntly put it. You put insulin injection for a diabetic fellow and he takes 10 rasgullas every day. This is called pravritti marga. And nivritti marga, absolutely throw away all that. And just take insulin till you become very healthy and all right. So pravritti marga is a mixed sense gratification. But then immediately it says, dharmasya hi apavargasya. The purpose of dharma is to take you to apavarga, beyond this material creation, to establish in your proper situation. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthit. That's real purpose. Na arthah arthaya upakalpate. It's not for some material profits. 99.9% of all religious principles, most all over everywhere in religion, people go to the place of worship, to their respective place of worship, basically either for relief from all miseries or getting some material benefits so that they can be happy and comfortable and enjoy this world. But that's not the purpose at all of all these rituals. Why today religion is on the decline? Because technological advancement is giving you relief from suffering, and technological advancement is at least promising to give you whatever you need. That is why religion is on the decline. Because people's motivation is, I want relief. Sukha sampati ghar aave, kasht mite tanaka. Just see this. Sukha sampati ghar aave. So I am happy and kasht mite tanaka. What about dukh bade manaka? That they don't consider. That is not giving, because old age is coming, disease is coming, death is going to come anyway, eventually. Therefore, religion is on the decline. Because whatever you are going to God, somebody else is already doing that. Why necessarily beat your head and not even sure when he will give, how he will give? Here at least he gives you perfect medicine. This much dosage, after 3 days, immediate result. Kankshantaha karvanam siddhim, yajanta iha devata, kshipram himanushe loke, siddhir bhavati karmaja. That's the reason why they go to demigods, who gives quick result. 8 weeks and you get the result. 12 weeks you get the result. But with Krishna, immediately, of course, but not the way you expect. Not according to your time scale. Not according to your perception. Because he knows exactly what you need. Sometimes you don't even appreciate or understand. So, dharmasya hi apavarga. Na arthah arthaya upakalate. And na arthasya dharmaikantas. Dharmaikantas. One who has really understood dharma and performing dharma, even some material gains come of their own accord according to whatever we are destined. Dharmasya narthaikantasya kamo labhaya hi smritah. In this particular verse, dharma, artha, kama, moksha is perfectly put in their proper perspective. Dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakaltate na arthasya dharmaikantasya kamo labha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha are put in their perfect perspective. Then what is whatever little benefit that we have already or received by the grace, by natural course of time, how should it be used? Kamasya na indriya preeti. It shouldn't be used for unnecessary gratification of senses, because that increases the poison. Janiya suniya visha khainu. It is knowingly taking poison. So kamasya na indriya preeti labho jiveta yavata. Then what is it meant for? Jivasya tatva jigyasa. Na arthah yascha iha karma bhi. Only one thing. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. Nalabhyate yad brahmatama paryada. Only for that purpose, our all energy, human life is a fat gift. Human life is a fat gift. F-A-T. What is that? Facility has been given. Some ability has been given, and some time has been given. Human life is a gift of some facility. We have a human body, which is most suitable facility. Some ability, mental ability, intellectual ability, physical ability. And some time. You don't know how much time. Some time. These are all very precious. Human form, super fantastic intelligence, which discriminates us from other species. And some time, we don't know how much. It's a gift. And Krishna wants to see how you're going to use this gift. This shows to Krishna whether you are fit to continue to stay in the prison house or ready to get out. How are you using it? If you are using that facility, if you are using that ability, if you are using that time solely for what he has actually given us that gift for, to perfect the human form of life by performing pure devotional service, unmotivated, uninterrupted. That means utilization of time. Unmotivated means the facility and ability is utilized, and uninterrupted means the time is utilized. That shows to Krishna that we have properly repented and properly doing penance and desperately eager to go back. And then we can be, then he will take us seriously. We are given some gift. How we use that gift, if we use it nicely, properly, for what it is meant, more gift will be given. But if we misuse it, then we are not fit for it. So he will give another gift, not very valuable because you may break it. For kids, we don't give very costly gifts because they will spoil it otherwise. They may break it. They may not know its value. So to your level, whatever is the best thing, that's what is given. So it's ascertained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that's why all of this comes only in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has only those kind of historical incidents and other stories, etc., which lead us to this Tattva Jigyasa and the real Tattva. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shadyate. So in this way, Yamaraj, being one of the Mahajans, is humbly telling his servants, this is it, just follow it. You know, don't waste your time in it's very interesting. He says, Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu. Who are the people who know this other than the Lord? Balir Vayasaki Vayam. And I also know it. Can you imagine Yamaraj so humbly telling, I also know it. Listen to me. Recently, I was hearing a lecture of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says, so the great Mahatmas, who are these great Mahatmas? By serving the great Mahatmas, everything is achieved. You develop love for Krishna. And who are these Mahatmas? Who risk everything to execute the mission of the Lord. By assisting them, by cooperating with them, by serving them, great service is rendered, and their nature, and what is their nature? Their qualities of pure love for Krishna, eagerness to serve Krishna, comes in our heart. He was explaining this, and he said, so, devotees take great risk. I took a great risk to come to America. Heart attacks and all, I didn't know what's going to come. I took a great risk, and suddenly he changed the topic. What a risk he took. He was in Vrindavan. He was comfortable. He was Krishna conscious. But he took great risk. A risk, poverty, suffering. Absolutely not aware whether people will be receptive or not. Disrespect. No one properly respected him properly. Nobody understood him. Criticisms, in addition, rather than respecting, criticizing him. You will die, old man, why are you going? What's your now desire to go to America and enjoy? What do you want? So many criticisms. But he tolerated, took a great risk. Even in NOI, in one particular says, the great Mahabhagavats are criticized. And then sometimes God brothers also are criticizing. He humbly puts his position. Just like here, Dharmaraj, Yamaraj is telling. These are the 12 people I know. I know. I am one of the Mahajans. Telling it just for his benefit. Just for their benefit. It's like Krishna is speaking his glories out of great restraint. Just enough so that you take advantage, Baba. You take advantage. Listen to what I am saying. I may not be perfect, but what I am saying is perfect. I have ascertained through proper sources. What I am saying is 100% right. If you have faith, you will go back to God. Because he is saying not whimsically. He is saying according to parampara. Swayambhu, Brahma parampara, Narada, Shambhu, Rudra sampradaya, Kumara, another sampradaya. I have heard from all these people. And I am telling you. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada also in presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. Every line of the purport is actually a devotional ecstasy of his heart. Conclusions. And therefore through this purport you have access to his heart. His conviction. His faith. And if you can just read, try to understand, go deeper, assimilate, what to speak of applying it. Then eventually, we will also gradually come to that kind of conviction, faith, that everything else is ultimately meant for this purpose, to engage in unmotivated, uninterrupted devotion to the Lord. Beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasev Navada Bhakti, beginning with hearing and chanting the name, the form, the qualities, the activities, and the abode of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments, clarifications, doubts? Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, my question is, whatever activities we do, whether right or wrong, who is responsible for them, our physical body or our soul?
If you do something wrong, people don't catch your shirt and pant and say, take his shirt and pant. They take you. You are just wearing that. That's local law. But the higher law is, this body is always dead. Who's activating the body? The subtle and the subtle body. And what is activating the subtle body? The soul. The soul has a choice. Just like, suppose you go to the... Anyway, this is it. That the soul is ultimately the doer. The responsibility is for the soul.
But the body gets punished for that, no?
Because you identify with the body, and because of your identification with the body, anything that happens to the body, you suffer. The soul cannot suffer, actually. Soul is Sachidananda. It is an interesting point. The soul Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakah. Fire cannot burn it, acids cannot dissolve it. And the body is always dead. The body is always dead. Then who is suffering? Who is suffering? Just like, suppose a car is standing there, outside, just so many cars have been parked, and you are chanting your rounds and standing on the balcony and looking very nice Chowpatty area, and some people come with a stick and start breaking up cars. You say, kya kare? This is Kali Yuga people. And then they lift a stick and hit a car which just yesterday you have purchased and parked it there. The moment they hit the car there, your heart skips a beat and gets a dent. Why? You are not the car. Other car he was hit and you didn't worry so much. But when he hit your car, why? Because my car. Janasya mohoyam aham mamiti. The illusion is I am this body and the extension of the body is mine also. Somebody dies in the hospital, yeah, death is certain in the hospital. But if it happens to be your relative, shunyaitam jagat sarvam. That vyakti virahename. Why? Why you are completely devastated? Because he is extension of you. Connected subtly through the chain of false ego. Mithya ahankar mudhatma kartaham. That I am the doer. You will and the Lord facilitates. The Lord facilitates that will. So it's ultimately us. And so therefore, because you identify that, you are given a suitable kind of body for punishment. You are actually fitted with a particular body. In such a way, and when the body is hit, you feel that pain. We are not Haridas Thakurs. Of course, it's not that once you realize you're not the body, as long as the connection is there, it pains. But because you have transcended, the pain is same, but you learn to tolerate it. That's the difference. Just like a child is given an injection, suffering, crying. See, the injection starts crying. But you willingly go with a lot of money in pocket and tell the doctor, please, one injection. Only during the injection, it's equally painful. You just turn aside, over, thank you, you pay the money. The pain is the same, but one out of knowledge tolerates. Knowing it's just temporary, one prick, that's all, 5 seconds. But relatively eternal happiness. Similarly, one little body of tolerating some temptations, distractions, sufferings, miseries, one body, but eternal life of bliss. For the sake of the Lord, we are tolerating. The Lord is very much happy when he sees that, he's doing that. So, he gives the strength also. He told Haridas, Mahaprabhu told Haridas, I took it on my shoulder. I just couldn't tolerate. I took it up on my shoulders. And he showed actually how much he is concerned. How much he loves his devotee. They also feel the pain. But they are absorbed for the higher purpose. And therefore, the temporary suffering is tolerated. And Krishna also uses these to show to the world. Just see. They had to tolerate something for the will of the Lord. Krishna also wants to show through the Pandavas, through Bhishma, he showed to the whole world some powerful lessons. So to teach to the world, he uses his intimate devotees. That's different. They tolerate. They know very well. Krishna has some plan. I don't know. But I am surrendered to him. So suffering is there for non-devotees and for devotees. Invariably. As long as you have a body, as long as you have a mind, things don't go according to your way. You get disturbed. But how would you accept it? With knowledge or in ignorance try to counteract? That's our choice. That, alright? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Tai Gaur Premanandi.